Welcome to the third edition of the Embrace Equity podcast, and we have with us Chairperson M&S Long Products, Ashish Anupam. In this episode, we discuss his views on the importance of men for women at the workplace. So let's get started. So as we talk about men for women at the workplace, can you tell us why you believe it is important for men to encourage and support women at work?
So first of all, thank you, Anum. It's a very important subject. At my mind, there are three aspects. I think first one, women bring very different perspectives to the organization. And I think in an industry like ours, where it's very male-dominated, you know, today when we have freshness with more and more women walking in, we see a lot of diverse views and different perspectives, which as a leader, it helps us to listen to different views before we take a decision. So that's number one. Second, I think with more women in the organization, it brings more maturity to the organization. And I've also seen in my own organization, whether I worked in Nest in Singapore or now here, you know, the more diversity you have, you know, the maturity of the organization, and I say maturity, I mean the maturity of discussions, maturity of the conduct, and maturity of the behavior, and the whole outlook is very different. I think that's second reason why I feel it's good to happen. And third, I always feel that, you know, you have a bigger pool to have people if you have more women. And therefore, you have more chances of challenging that there's a status quo. And in today's environment, where you want to challenge everything, and a perspective from a woman brings up a different challenging to the status quo, which has the organization. To my mind, I think these are the three imperatives.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's very interesting. And so on these lines, we wanted to also know if you can share some examples of how you have been an ally for women at the workplace.
So good. So I will give you two examples which I've experienced personally in the last couple of years. I think we took over a company which was a very shut company called Nilachal. And I think we needed to create a PMO office. And to drive that PMO office, I selected a woman. And the basic reason for and how we did that was to, first of all, we had to believe that they can do the work. That's the first mindset break. Second, even though it's a tough assignment, we have to create a platform for that. We have given them a chance. If I went and spoke to her that I want to create a platform for this one for you, it will obviously require a lot of travel. It will require a lot of hard work. It will require a lot of time of yours. And knowing that you have a family, but I still want you to explore this. So the whole idea was if we give a platform without having any biases and then allow to flourish, having confidence and trust in, you know, it works. And this one classic example, and today I'm very proud to say that, you know, whatever, that she has played a pivotal role in the whole transformation of the startup of the Nilachal company, which we have got. So that's one example. And the second example I want to give is, again, we are starting a new mill in Jamshedpur. And I always thought that this mill should be completely run by women. And I just floated this idea, and one of women colleagues came up to me and said this, said, I want to take this challenge. So I think opening this environment without having any biases that, you know, whether she has enough experience or whether she has, you know. So keeping everything the same, I'm not saying you give a priority. It's not about that. It's about giving equal platforms to all of them, but giving an opportunity to come up and exhibit their passion and challenge. I think these are two examples. And I'm proud to say that my new woman, which will be, she's only been selected to lead this. She will be running the plant. And we are giving her all kind of training and background and all kind of inputs so that she succeeds. But to my mind, these are two examples which very recently, which we have been able to create to make them leaders going forward.
So thank you, sir. Those are really, enlightening experiences. So what advice do you have for other men who want to be an ally but don't know where to start?
I think a couple of things, too, if you ask me. You know, first of all, we have to listen to them. You know, without any biases, we have to come with an open mind and listen to them. Because they are bots to talk. You know, sometimes we shrug it out, you know, this may not happen. Although she's a nice person, but this job will not attend them. I think you just listen to them very open mind. That's one. Second, consciously try to create platforms. You know, without having any biases, without having any mindsets. But in an organization like ours, which is, let's say, 100-year-old. And thirdly, whenever you're making a judgment, you know, don't allow yourself to get biased by judgment on gender. Look at fair and square in terms of the capability and the passion and the attitude. And I think I don't see any reason of why women cannot do in the similar manners as what we intend.
Thank you so much, sir. So that was Ashish Anupam. And his message for us is be fair and square and embrace equity. So stay tuned for the next episode.